Thank you. Okay, sir, just for the record, could you please state your full name, your ADC number for us?
I am Young J. Bonasola, ADC number 220-945.
All right, Mr. Byron Spada, you are here before the board, Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce the board members that are conducting a hearing this morning. We have the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead today. Also with us, representative of the Department of Correction, as well as the parole office of the day, is Mr. Westby, sir. So prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
What was that?
Prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form notifying you of this hearing today. Do you recall receiving that and signing that form?
Somebody notifying me, yes, I do.
Sir?
I can barely hear you.
On August 23rd, you signed a notification form that notified you of this hearing today. Do you recall that, signing that form, sir?
Yes.
Okay, on that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Again, I could barely hear you. Can you repeat that, please?
All right, just a moment.
I'm sorry.
Is this any better, sir?
A little bit.
Is there a volume on the phone?
Yeah, it's turned up now.
Is that any better?
A little bit.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so sir, when you sign that form and notifies you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense, did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
Are you asking me if I was notified?
You signed a notification form.
Yes.
And that form would notify you that you had a right to appear and speak, also that you had a right to have an attorney represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself today.
Okay. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Valenzuela.
You're breaking up. What did you say?
Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. Valenzuela, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We are going to start out in phase one. So you have two allegations listed on your warrant. I am going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read the allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegations are true or false. Do you understand what I'm saying, sir?
Yes, sir.
The first allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 4, as demonstrated by your failure to successfully complete substance abuse counseling on or about July 26, 2018, as the record of July 3rd, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Okay. And so the next allegation states that you're in violation Arizona Condition of Supervision number 5, as demonstrated by your engagement in physical assault and behavior on or about July 26, 2018 at 24601 North 29th Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona. Is that true or false, sir?
True.
Okay, thank you, sir. So based on the admission of Mr. Valenzuela, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, motion by myself, second by Dr. Wright, agree, Mr. Nell. Sir, we're going into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then I'm going to go over some information and come back to you, Mr. Valenzuela, so you can present any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Ballas, Mr. Westby.
On March 26, 2018, Mr. Valenzuela was released from Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested July 27, 2018 by ABC staff, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on July 27, 2018, with projected community supervision end date of September 26, 2018, 0 days. Current conviction 2015, aggravated assault, 2 years, 3 months. Prior convictions 2008, marijuana violation, 2 counts, each for 9 months. 2008, shoplifting, 1 year, 9 months. 2008, theft, 1 year. 2008, marijuana violation, 9 months. 2010, shoplifting, 4.5 years. 2010, robbery, 2 years, 3 months. 2014, dangerous drug violation, 2 years. This is his third term in DOC. CUIR score 4.4. Mental health score 3 with SMI noted. Substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2008, TIS release completion, 30 days. 2013, TIS release, arrested on tech violation, provoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are significant, with disorderly conduct and numerous staff assaults noted. Other arrest, 1999, assault, Arizona juvenile probation. 2001, assault, Arizona juvenile probation. 2002, assault, Arizona juvenile probation. 2003, unlawful use of means of transportation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2008, drug paraphernalia, Arizona disposition unknown. And several other drug-related arrests and charges were either dismissed or not processed. His community risk score is a G6BA.
Okay, thank you, sir. So, Mr. Valenzuela, when you were released, you were originally released homeless. And then it looks like on March 26th, you were established residence at Beagle and located at 2501 West Elm Street in Phoenix. Then you were discharged from Beagle on April 3rd. After that, you established residence at TLC at 9430 Mark 11th Avenue. Then it looks like on April 7th, you were discharged from TLC due to being AWOL. Looks like on April 17th, you were admitted into CBI Central City at 2770 East Van Buren Street. On the 21st, you were admitted to CBI West Valley Access Point at 824 North 99th Avenue in Almondale. Then looks like on May 16th, you moved to a new recovery home located at 6906 West Carter Road in Levine. And on June 6th, you reported a residence at TLC 2202 East Worthy Drive. It looks like on June 21st, you were discharged from TLC, and then you established residence at MRC located at 24601 North 29th Avenue in Phoenix. So, were you still at MRC? Was that the last location that you were staying at, sir?
I can barely hear you. Can you repeat the question, please?
Is MRC the last location where you resided at?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it looks like you had 8 negative urine samples. You had one on March 26th. You were referred to the RCBM program. You were discharged from B-Way, it was transported to BOEC right away. He entered a substance abuse and mental health programming for 30 days. He attended a program and attached 12 meals while at their facility. He was screened to MRC. Looks like on July 26th, you were discharged from the ITH program because of increased negative behavior. So I'm just going over some of your program. Looks like you had got involved in quite a bit of programming. So what was the problem that in the end, it looks like you were having some problems in completing your programming, sir?
Yes, sir.
So, looks like one of the last of you in TLC, you refused to work and said you, one of your co-workers were disrespectful to you, so you refused to work at TLC back in June. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Well, what was going on?
The person I was working for completely made blatant remarks about my race, also about how I was being insufficient. And I didn't know how to do the job. I do not wish to repeat those words because they were very disrespectful. But instead of working with him, I decided to leave the job site and go back to TLC and let them know what was going on. Instead of losing my cool and going back to my assaultive behaviors and putting hands on people. So I decided not to do that.
Okay. So how long did you continue to use meth, sir?
I only used meth. Meth a couple times, and I admitted that to my PO when they asked me about it. And because of my usage, I did go to a detox, and from there I went to placement. And when I did have to go through a detox program, I went through that as well, and then from there I went to placement. I pretty much stopped using altogether. I just got recently, before I got locked up, my 2-month chip. And I'm going on 3 months right now sober, so I'm pretty proud of that.
Well, that's something to be proud of, sir. We hope you have many more months and years to be sober.
Yes, sir.
So it looks like you have a little problem with some aggressive statements and things that you were saying. Why? What was going on? Did you have any anger management classes or what, sir?
MRC?
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to classes there. That program at MRC is mainly not built for people who have mental health issues. It's mainly for people who have drug rehab type issues. So I was kind of disappointed that they let me go. I did punch a window. I did make a mistake. But I was taking classes for it, and I was actually doing pretty well. I wish I would have stayed there, and I would have loved to complete the program. At least to show, you know, that my mom and to really show myself that I can actually do this, and I can actually be free and be a civilian. And I'm kind of disappointed in myself, but I'm not going to let that hold me behind. And the program that they did have set up for me, I was loving the workbooks that we had. Sometimes I didn't make it late to the group, but I still went to group no matter what. Still got up when I had to, and still went when I had to. So I couldn't complain on that aspect. I did love that program.
So, Mr. Valenzuela, what made you relapse? Because you tested negatives numerous times. So what made you relapse, sir?
The time I relapsed that day, I left. Is that about the one at Avery?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I went to go, you know, see where it was, but I ran to an old friend, you know, the girl. She took me back to some place, and we got to talking, and she ended up, you know, using, and I was like, well, you know, what could hurt, right? And then I ended up using myself. And I realized that when I went back to Freeberry, I stayed out all night, and I didn't come back till the morning. I called my mom before I went to Freeberry, and I told her what I did, and then I felt like running. And she said, no, don't do that. You can't run. Do not scone. Go back. And whatever happens, happens. But you face that music, you be a man. So I did. I went back. My PO had just showed up. The one at the time was Karina Hayes at that time.
Uh-huh.
And I told her, I said, look, I don't know what to tell you, but is that mine? Yeah, that's mine. You know, and then, yeah, I used. It's been a couple hours now that I didn't use, and if you, you know, testing me now, it would be dirty. I didn't admit that. She had her, they had to release me, they took me out and took me back to the Mesa Pro office. Decided to try to see what they were going to do with me, whether arrest me or not. Talked to the supervisor. The supervisor came in. He said he was actually quite surprised that I didn't run. And he asked me that. He said, let me ask you a question. How come you didn't run? You always run. You always run. You always abscond. You always take off and you don't come back. Why didn't you run? I said, well, I'm tired of running. I'm tired of absconding. I'm tired of me not facing my problems and going back to the drugs. I'm tired of going down that road. And I'm just not doing it anymore. It's time to be a man, face up, face the music. And, you know, and whether I like it or not, I'm going to have to do that. And that's why I'm sitting here right now. Whatever you guys decide to do with me, you do what you do. I can't, you know, knock you guys for that.
Okay.
So I think I got a verbal reprimand for that. And I went from there to detox.
Okay. Well, Mr. Valenzuela, you know, first of all, let me just thank you for not running and being honest with us. So I do appreciate you for doing that. So I'm looking at your paperwork. It looks like you will be released on September 26th of 2018. That's in about 20 days from now, sir. At that time, you won't be on any parole or community supervision at that time. So I would hope that regardless to what this board does, it takes about that long for you to actually get released. So do you get released? I hope that you would take this last time that you have remaining, sir, and go ahead and continue to get yourself together so that when you are released, sir, you won't be on any parole or community supervision at that time. And so it looks like you are on a good track, Mr. Valenzuela, to getting yourself together and being a productive citizen out there. I think your mother has given you some of the best advice to not run and go ahead and face up to it. And in doing that, sir, you have about 20 days left before you are released and you'll be on your own, that it will be time for you, sir, to show your mom that you can be responsible and be a productive citizen out there at this time. So we're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board, sir, prior to the board going into discussion?
Not much I can say. You know, thank you for hearing me out, and thank you for the kind words. And I'm just ready to move on with my life and continue forward doing good, continue programming. I know what I need to do. So, thank you.
All right, sir. Please, sir, the board's going to go into discussion. I need you to stay on the phone so you can hear the discussion taking place with the board. During this time, we will make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision at that time, sir. So stay on the line, sir. I need you to remain silent. The board now is going into discussion. I do think that Mr. Valenzuela, you know, sounds as though he's really ready to turn that corner and be a productive citizen and do something good for himself out there. I think that he's had a drug problem and it's definitely got his PO's work with him. And I think he can see that he can get off the drugs and he can be a productive citizen and work on those issues. I think with the family support, his mom, that he'll be able to be productive at that time. He will be released on September 26th this year, which is just about 20 days from now. And I think that if he just focuses and keeps doing what he's doing now, that when he is released on the 26th, he'll be a productive citizen and hopefully not have any negative contacts with law enforcement and not have to come back before this board again. That's my opinion. I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues.
Okay,
then I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Valenzuela. Find that he was the leak and violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and had lapsed or was probably about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself. Second, Mr. Neal. Agree. Dr. Wright. Mr. Valenzuela?
Yes, sir.
Sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. However, you will be released in about 20 days on the 26th of this month, sir. Hopefully, if you just stay on the right track, sir, continue to follow through on what you're doing and on that tour, work with your mom, listen to her. Sir, when you're released On the 26th, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. You'll be able to move about freely, and hopefully you'll be a productive citizen from that point forward. So, Mr. Valenzuela, thank you for taking the time and opportunity for participating in your hearing today. That's going to conclude the hearing at this time. So, could you put the CO3 back on the phone?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, are you there?
We're here.
Okay, so I'll put this one back and go grab the other one, so I'll be on a minute or two, okay?
Okay, sir.
All right, hold on.
Thank you.
Okay.